Welcome to Sidelines. I'm David Keating, and I'm joined today by Cornell women's soccer head coach Danielle LaRoche. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to first start out by asking you, what do you look for in recruiting players to Cornell?
I think the number one thing that we're looking for right now is size and speed. The class that just have entered freshman year, the 2010 class, they're all under 5'3", 5'2", very technical players, but now we're looking for some size, and we're also looking for goalkeepers. That's a big position where we're going to be graduating soon. So we are on a search, nationwide search, for two quality goalkeepers.
Great. So, you know, you kind of alluded to this, but can you describe some of the challenges you face in coaching a young team? I know this year you only have two seniors on the team, and last year you only had four. So, you know, what does that particular challenge pose to you?
The biggest challenge, I think, is being able to finish out games. When I look at the team play, they are incredibly technical. They can play soccer. They play very well together for being young. But do they have the mental ability to play 90 minutes, to hang on to a 1-0 win, to come back from a 1-0 when you're down 1-0, hang on to overtime? Those are the mental challenges that I think we're going to have as a young team. And then I think also, because they don't know what a Princeton looks like or a Brown or a Harvard, they don't have that experience of knowing what to expect when we get to Ivy League play, that is very challenging when you have a young program. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in talking about just this season, what are your specific goals for the team?
Our specific goals are to win at least 7 to 8 games. I think in the past we've really struggled to get a result, and this year we're looking to win at least half of the games that we play in, win a couple Ivy League games, and eventually kind of have that move towards something a little bit, you know, more exciting like an Ivy League win. But for this season, we're looking to score a lot of goals. We struggled last year with scoring goals and winning 7 to 8 games.
Great. And so, looking back a little bit over the course of your tenure, how do you think the team has improved on the field?
It's been a huge transformation. Although our record doesn't always show it, it's been amazing. When I first arrived here, they didn't have a cohesive fitness plan. They never had been in the weight room before. Now my women are in the weight room 3 times a week. We're unbelievably fit. We play better soccer. We look to play possession and to keep the ball. And when I got here, it was a little bit more of a kick and run game. And so when you watch us as a team, it's fun to watch us now. We're talented and it's exciting. The last piece is really winning the games. And so I think that when you look at our record, you don't necessarily see the improvement in the record, but when you watch the team play, you see huge improvements over the past couple of years.
Okay. And looking forward, where do you see Cornell women's soccer in 5 years or so?
We're chasing an Ivy title. I see us not even in 5 years, but in 3 years being, you know, top three in the Ivy League. We're interested in getting to the NCAA tournament as quickly as possible. We've really committed all of our recruiting resources and team development, leadership development into developing the girls into champions. And so in 5 years, I see us winning an Ivy title and being in the NCAA tournament.
Okay. Going a little more personally, can you tell us a little bit about your own collegiate career as a soccer player and how your experiences as a player, how you use that as a coach now?
Well, it's really funny because I played for the University of Maryland in 1991, and back then there was only 5 teams in the ACC that had women's soccer teams, which is really different mm-hmm. than now. And I played for April Heinrichs, who used to coach the national team. And so when I played, I think that we had only been, you know, a varsity sport for about 4 years, so we were really young. We're kind of doing things new. It was the first time I ever had a female coach. I ever saw a female coach, and you know, the way that she looked at the game was really all about soccer. It was very soccer driven, and I think my experience, I realized that as a coach, I wanted someone that got to know me more than just a soccer player. So my experience of being with a coach that really focused only on soccer, I realized that if I was ever to coach, I'd want to take a more holistic view to get to know my athletes and coach them not just in soccer, but other things, you know, coach them to be leaders when they left the field and left Cornell to do something in their lives that was exciting. And, you know, even if it's staying at home and, you know, taking care of your family, being a leader with your family or being that leader, CEO, or being a doctor. And I think my experiences of being a player and not having that has driven me to have that environment for my program. I think also, too, I was a reserve for most of my career, so I've been able to really understand the mind of what it feels like to not start and play every game every minute, and I relate to the young ladies that work at practice every single day that might not translate into field play. So I think those are the things that, in my experience, that I've brought to my team.
So adding on to that, what would you say is that your favorite part or the most rewarding part of your job?
Absolutely, the relationships with my athletes. The most rewarding part is watching my athletes come in as freshmen, you know, kind of girls, leave as women, and they call me when they get out in the workforce and tell me what they're doing. It's been exciting. I have one of my former players just got a job with the Bruins. And as soon as she got the job, I was one of the first phone calls that she made to tell me that she got the job. And it's phone calls like that. It's knowing these women throughout their lifetime that's the most rewarding piece of what I do.
That's great. That's great. So a little bit, can you tell us how women's soccer has changed a little bit in your time from when you were a player to some of the other coaching stops you've had along the way to here, just women's soccer as a sport and women's college soccer?
Oh, my gosh. It's changed a lot. You know, I joke all the time. When I graduated high school in 1991, I got a letter of intent in the mail. I got two in February of my senior year, and I signed my letter of intent and called the coach and said, I'm coming. And now we expect verbal commitments people's junior year. The amount of women playing soccer is so much. The amount of teams, there's 311 Division I women's soccer programs. You know, there's more women that are coaching women. The whole face of soccer has changed due to Title IX, Mia Hamm, and all these women that have committed their lives to soccer. I go recruiting now and I watch 15-year-olds play and I think, gosh, when I was 15, the things that they can do with the ball, I would only dream. So it's exciting. I'm proud of where women's soccer has come, and I laugh at, you know, my scholarship, which was books at the time, now is so small compared to the women on full rides and all the women that want to be recruited and play. It's just been transformative, and it's been cool to be on the forefront to be able to watch it.
Yeah, it's growing immensely. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the team traditions you guys have?
Sure. One of the team traditions we have is during training, you know, we like to highlight players who have that strong work ethic in training. So after training, we get together and the girls will pick someone that they think trained as hard as they could that day. And, you know, they, you know, get in a group and they'll select the person and we honor the person, and then they get to do our cheer at the end of practice.
That's great. So I know you've had a new arrival to your family mm-hmm. within the last year, and so I wanted you to sort of talk a little bit about that and describe some of the changes that have gone on in your life and some of the challenges with your first daughter being born in February.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year for me with the birth of my daughter. The things, there have been a few challenges, I think, balancing, you know, picking her up and dropping her off and making sure she's fed and getting to practice in the mornings. But the thing that has been amazing is the support that I've received. I didn't anticipate that. And the girls, when I bring her to practice, fight over holding her. They all, you know, they all ask me about her. The athletic administration has been completely supportive. I have an administrator that helps me pick her up the days that I can't get her. My husband has gone above and beyond to support me to make sure that I'm on the field. So the challenges that I have, I think, have been minor compared to what I thought because of the support I received from the team, the athletic administration, and my husband. And it's been, so far, it's been really easy. I mean, she's seen a lot of soccer, and she's only 6 months old, but it's been an enjoyable time for us.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to thank you for joining me. This was really great. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for watching Sidelines. Tune in next week. So long.